Initiating sequence. Tighten your belts and keep your radio locked. Boots NYC Live. Starts now.
Yeah, happy Friday, family. It's your boy, Kevin Hedge, Roots NYC Live, and I'm starting you off with the summer smash from last year, J-Hud's Don't Look Down, right into what I know is going to be the summer smash of this year, Viola Sykes, My Baby He Loves Me. Keep it locked. It's Roots NYC Live on your number one source for R&B and house, WBLS. Let's go.
You know that thing. That you wanna say,
I am your DJ. Like you're giving me something more, like you have it. love like this.
It's Roots NYC Live.
The way you're How bad do you want it? Don't talk, just listen to what I have to say. Don't move. Is this your first time?
Yes, master.
Are you a virgin tonight? 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 Are you a virgin tonight?
107.5 WBLS. It's your boy Kevin Hedge inside the mix, Roots NYC Live. Right up front, we hit you with the jam of the summer last year, Jay Hud and Don't Look Down. After that, you heard the jam of the summer this year, Viola Sykes, My Baby, He Loves Me. Then you heard something new. It's called Can't Hold Back. It's by Jonathan Mayer. That is a Track Source exclusive. Masha Ambrosia showed up and did Alone Together. Sade, Like a Tattoo, mixed up by Ted Esposito. And right now you're listening to You Do Have It. It's by Leroy. Stay locked because I got some cool summer cookout jams. Some classic joints that I used to listen to back in the day when I went to cookouts. You don't want to miss it. Roots NYC Live on your number one source for R&B and house, 107.5 WBLS.
Taking it back to the beginning, it's Roots NYC Live on 107.5 WBLS.
Cool summer down-tempo classics mixed up by your boy KH for the cookout heads. Hit me up, fam.
Need to shed no tears. you in my dreams. Your love is creeping deep into my veins. I don't know what's coming over me when I wake up. Girl, where will I be? Out of nowhere, you walked into my life. You didn't give me, no, no, a chance to run and hide. I've been wondering deep there. You made me fall in love. Spent the whole day, girl, thinking about your love. Girl, I'm thinking about your love. Never knew it could be so good. Thinking of your tender touch. In my head, got to hustle, yes I do. I got to go to work, it is over, yeah. I can see my girl, everybody says I'm hypnotized. See the twinkle, yeah. When they look in my eyes, don't cover me, no, no. What you thinking of, this is my time, yeah. Thinking of a love. I'm thinking about your love. Never knew it could be so good. Thinking of your tender touch. Never knew I could care so much.
My babe, I'm gone. Ooh, I'm in your glory.
Tempo Cookout Classics mixed up by your boy KH Kevin Hedges 107.5 WBLS. Don't touch that dial. I'm coming back with a friend of mine who is in the studio. He is the founder, originator, and creator of the Linkin Park Music Festival. You know that one that y'all all get down to every year, especially the house music part of it. I always hear people talking about that. He's in the building, in the studio with me, and we're going to talk about that in the next segment. It's Roots NYC Live on your number one source for R&B and house. 107.5 WBL, the best.
Programming in sync, part two, loading up Louis Vega. Roots. NYC Live on 107.5 WBLS. 107.5 WBLS.
It's 107.5 WBLS. The Hot Boys are in the building. Kevin Hedge, Louis Vega, the dynamic duo. Louis Vega's on the decks right now, ripping things up. And I'm sitting here with a friend of mine. His name is Anthony Smith, the originator, founder of the Linkin Park Music Festival. This is the seventh year you're doing this thing.
Yeah.
How did this come about, man? How did you originate and get into the idea of doing something like this in the city?
This all came about from the redevelopment that we're doing in the Linkin Park area in the city of Newark. It's an arts and culture district that we looked at. We saw that it needed to be resurrected again, and through that we realized, and taking that community, that through the arts and through music we would have been able to bring this community back. So we did it through, we started by having some development, housing, and we felt that the music fest will be a way to get people to come back to the city of Newark.
That's great, man. I mean, I've been in that area. I've seen some of the development. The housing is amazing. You know, when you're inside those places that you developed already, you don't even know that you're in the city of Newark. You think you're somewhere else in the world. Some of these buildings could actually be on that cell in Manhattan.
Absolutely, absolutely.
This is that nice, man. And now, what is interesting is that you thought this cultural art district, why did you want to focus on artists?
Well, what happened is that historically, the whole area was called the Coast. In the 30s to the 50s, where all the jazz clubs were down there, Savoy Records was down there. And when Amiri Baraka and them wrote the whole, talked about the area, they called about the Coast, and Barbara Kukla, they talked about the Barbary Coast. We had a whole planning session on how do we recapture this area and build upon what was already there. So Linkin Park is the name of the park, and the Coast. So we came up with a nonprofit organization called the Linkin Park Coast Cultural District. And through that nonprofit organization, we wanted to, our goal has been and is to create an urban eco arts district where you have housing, where you have farming going on, you have the arts going on, training, building the whole community back, brick by brick, person by person, and all the ways through the arts.
But you know, this is wonderful that people can see that this Linkin Park Music Festival thing is really a larger idea to revitalize a city that is definitely in need of that revitalization from somebody from the city.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what's great about it. Now, let's get to the festival, man. You know, people always talk about the Linkin Park Music Festival. They obviously, to me, because I'm a house music guy, they talk about the house music events. But what else goes on there?
Well, you know, Newark is known for a lot of different genres. And so we picked four that we can really celebrate. One was jazz, one is gospel, one is house, and one is hip-hop. So we broke the festival down into 3 days. On Friday, we celebrate the jazz, afternoon of jazz, and we have an evening of gospel. And on Sunday, we celebrate hip-hop because we celebrate it with, in partnership with Rocksteady. And we do the 35th anniversary of Rocksteady. But on Saturday, which turns out to be our largest event.
Yeah, family.
House music.
House music grows.
You know, when you think about the genres, jazz, you think about Wayne Shorter or James Moody from Newark. You think of gospel, Sissy Houston. You think of hip-hop. You think of Queen Latifah, but when you think of house, we're right here celebrating house with one of Newark's own, who has been originator of house music in Newark, Mr. Kevin Head.
And you know, thank you for that, making me old.
No, but you know, if everyone knows Kevin's history, Kevin has been one of the pioneers when it comes to house music and keeping it alive.
All right, we got to pay some bills, but we'll be right back with more from Louis Vega, and we'll hear more about the Linkin Park Music Festival. It's Roots NYC Live on your number one source for R&B and house, 107.5 WBLS, baby.
Programming in sync, part two, loading up Louis Vega. Roots NYC Live on 107.5 WBLS. Oh, Omega. It's Roots NYC Live on 107.5 WBLS. WBLS.
Shouting out my big brother, Tony Glover. Shouting out my big brother, Michael Glover. Shouting out his wife, Michelle Glover, and a friend of theirs, Dinesh, all riding through the city right now. Thank you for listening. It's 107.5 WBLS, and I'm sitting here with my friend, Tony Smith, from the Linkin Park Music Festival. Now, Tony, one of the things that I want to know is, how did this thing all start?
Unbeknownst to us, we started this whole festival because it was about... We're earmarked to build the Museum of African American Music. We're a Smithsonian affiliate. And the area needed to change. So we felt that we'll open the doors of the museum before it opens up by getting people to come to the area and rebranding and reimaging the area. But what happened is that it morphed into being, especially through house music, this phenomenal event that's happening that people... I just got hit the other day on one of my social media sites. People are coming from Norway to come on a house music day.
That's what's up. The house music family is global and alive.
Yes,
I love
it.
And you know, we got to thank this station for allowing me to bring it to the station and now being involved. So this particular year on Friday, what can we expect?
Yes.
on Friday, we'll have an afternoon of jazz where we'll celebrate some of the great jazz composers from the area, Wayne Shorter, James Moody, and a host of others. In the afternoon, we're celebrating the youth. We have the 8th annual Newark Idol, where the youth who have competed through all the high schools will do a tribute to Whitney Houston. And in the evening, we'll have an evening of gospel where we'll celebrate regional and local gospel artists.
Fantastic. Now, what goes on before? Now, you got some things going on before Friday.
Absolutely.
So let's let the people know.
Well, what has happened is, as we're celebrating our 7th year, the festival has grown into 7 days. We started off by just being a 3-day festival, but we partner with key partners, stakeholders throughout the city. So one of the hallmark events we're going to have, we're going to open up the week that Monday with a 70s skate party at Branchbrook Park. Then from there, we'll move on to having, we're doing something with NJ Pack with American Got Talent on that Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday, we're doing Caribbean Night at Sounds of the City with Tempo. Then Friday, we're going right into our what we do at the festival, jazz, gospel. Saturday is the big house day where you can't even move downtown Newark.
Yes.
And then Sunday we end up with old school hip hop. And it really just sets the whole week off. So it's our 7th anniversary and we have 7 days of celebrating the Lincoln Park Music Festival.
And celebrating the history and the culture and the vibe of Newark.
Absolutely.
So the Lincoln Park Music Festival goes down in Newark, New Jersey, the Brick City, my hometown. And I'm excited, man. I want to be there. Now, for people who want to know more information about this event, how can they find out?
Well, there's two ways they can find out about this event. First, they can go to our website at www.lpccd.org. That's www.lpccd.org, or call our main number at 973-242-4144.
That's what's up, Tony. You got to come back more because this is too much information for one time. So we got to keep it. And I want you to come back with some of the artists that are going to be performing.
Absolutely. We'll love that.
So that's what's going down. Family, you heard it. There it is. It's the Lincoln Park Music Festival. And yours truly will be there Saturday, July 28th. It's going down. It's called the Spirit and Dance House Music Jump Off. Kevin Hedge on the Wheels of Steels, and I'm going to be joined by some real acts. I know a few of them. We done spoke to them, but I hear that you got my man Leroy Burgess coming down from Black Ivory.
Yes.
He's going to be singing Mainline and all his other hits.
Yeah, I mean, we have a smashing show. 4 great DJs. We have DJ Darnell. We have...
Okay, well, hold all that.
Hold that.
We ain't going to let him know everything right
let
now.
Let him know everything, okay.
Let's
okay.
go to the site, find out what's going down. And then we're going to continue to bring each and every artist up here so you'll know their names by the time we hit the stage. Thank you, fam, for listening. That's going to do it for us this evening. You know we love you. The party is over here, but it always continues at the Club Seattle. That is located at 18 Little West 12th Street, right here in the Meatpacking District of NYC. And this Wednesday is the send-off party for my brother, Louis Vega. He's going to be going in all night, all by himself. And you got to be in the building. Doors open at 10, complimentary admission between 10 and 11. Complimentary open Baca Bar between 10 and 11. For more info on this and the rest of our summer schedule, hit us up at Roots NYC Facebook. You know we love you. May each of you live as long as you want and never want as long as you live. May each of you live to be 100, but me 100, but minus a day, so that I'll never know that all you wonderful souls have passed away. And never forget, when WBLS is not on your radio just isn't really on. Have a fantastic weekend. Peace.
There I go, there I go, there I go, there I go. Pretty baby, you are the soul who snaps my control. Such a funny thing, but every time you're near me, I never can behave. You give me a smile and then I'm wrapped up in your magic. There's music all around me, crazy music, music that keeps calling me so. Very close to you turns me your slave. Come and do with me any little thing you want to. Anything, baby, just let me get next to you. Am I insane or do I really see heaven in your eyes? Bright as stars that shine up above you in the clear blue skies. How I worry about you, just can't live my life without you. Baby, come here, don't have no fear. Oh,
is there, wonder why I'm really feeling in the mood for love. So tell me why, start to think about this weather, my dear. This little dream might fade away. Here I go a-talking.